Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. I don't know where that voice is coming from, I swear. Welcome. Now we're talking. It's the 1st of February 2026, and if you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. It's one of those days where I'm basically given a break. Oh, boy. You know, where I'm allowed to go wild with regards to what I want to talk about. You know, I don't have to, you know, to be, geopolitical, economics, which is, don't get me wrong, it's my favorite, but, my favorite part about, my Sunday show is I get to go social for the most part in the most sarcastic I can. I know I threw around sarcasm everywhere, even on my home run show, but, Mind the Gap is dedicated to entirely that. See? My boss understands me. He knows, well, if you want to create heaven for a short, funny Kavango guy, just give them a microphone and tell them from Monday to Friday, this. On Saturday you can sleep, you know, YOLO, whatever it is you want to do. But Sunday, you got to play DJ. And that's what I basically do if you're new. Political correctness and social awareness in terms of, please don't offend me. Yeah, don't put that to heart. This is Sunday, and this is Mind the Gap, and this is Eagle FM, here to keep you company until the hour of one. So I have 2 hours. Actually, you know, I have an hour and 43 minutes, but round it off to the nearest whole number, you know, to the nearest whole 2 hours. So, as always, we have, I have for you, dear listeners, three main topics that we're going to be talking about today. One is, of course, well, it's February, so it's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's month. Not Valentine's Day yet, but Valentine's month. But, I'm not going to talk about, I'm saying Valentine's month because I'm not going to talk about Valentine's Day. I'm at least not directly. I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day in terms of the major communication medium that we use in terms of not just professional but also social, and that's WhatsApp. There was a case filed, I think sometimes last week, against WhatsApp with regards to this, to their security features, that they are not as secure as they claim to be. Now, considering that a parent company of WhatsApp, considering WhatsApp is a subsidiary of Meta, then that's not really shocking if you have heard of something called Cambridge Analytica and Facebook. Was that back in 2015? Oh, no. Oh, boy, that went viral like so bad. Yeah, so that's the lie that we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day from. Because I know, you know, it's a day dedicated to commercialization of romantic love. But, let's just dance along and have fun, but also communication-wise, especially for my gender. Oh, boy, do I have a little bit of bad news for you. Now, but we're going to get there. And then we're starting off with with a male and female friendship. Just a platonic friendship in a way that, male friendship has been observed, at least by a lot of experts, and they've spotted a lot of differences in a way that girls are friends with each other and the way that boys are friends with each other. More like, what they talk about, which is not rocket science. If I ran into a bunch of guys talking about, did you see these new shoes that came out? I mean, these stilettos, what? I'm like, hey, yeah, okay. I would equally be shocked. It's not that it's something that's unheard of. It's okay. But running into a bunch of guys talking about high heels is just... But anyway, if I ran into a group of ladies talking about things like, things like soccer, they're just caught up in the... I know a few female sports fanatics, but men tend to talk about these things in extreme detail in comparison. The same thing we do with cars. We just, it's the same thing we do with electronics, for example. Once asked someone's daughter, what type of a computer do you like? He was like,
A pink one. I'm like, huh?
I'm talking about specs. What type of a computer do you like? I like HP. I mean, I wouldn't mind using a Dell, but oh no. Who cares? What size of RAM? What size of storage, at least? Give me something to work with here. Do you want 500 gig, 1 terabyte, 1.5, 2 terabyte? Just something. SSD, do you prefer, well, solid state hard drive, or, I mean, sorry, solid state drive or hard drive, like the cheaper ones, basically. If you are planning on buying a computer, and you see your favorite laptop on, in a catalog, and when you're looking at the specs, you see SSD there. And you are not, and you are like Helmut Brock. Yeah, just skip, because SSD means you are about to spend a lot of money. Oh, it's really awesome. But, well, it's the new technology. It seems, I think it's gonna someday replace, HDD, but. Hard disk drive. Oh boy, Jesus. Now, here's the thing. But that's not what we are looking at when it comes to the relationship between, the way that males and females look at friendship, the way that they conduct friendship. A lot of people, especially on social media, this is all of these things are coming from social media, right? And a lot of women are wondering, how do guys do this? I'm like, how do we do what? How are you able to be friends and not know each other's birthdays? And I think this is what's wrong with with this whole conversation. When women are asking, why are guys friendship like this? They are mostly asking that question with a female friendship picture in mind. Which is why they keep asking ridiculous questions like, you guys don't know each other's favorite colors, each other's birthdays. Like, how are you supposed to buy for your friend a birthday cake if you don't know what flavor they like? Okay. First of all, and also how are you supposed to buy for them things like sweets and chocolate? I'm like, you see, that's the problem. There is nowhere on this God's green earth am I walking into a shop to buy chocolate for a dude? Again, it's a very good question, but you are asking that question with female friendship in mind. I can walk into an electronic store and buy gaming console. That's us. For his birthday. That's if I remember it. And also, never in my life have I walked into the shop. Or have I walked into a shop and straight to the pantry and went, hi, so how are you guys? Can I have a birthday cake? So how old is she turning? Oh no, it's just my guy. Now, believe me when I tell you, the most homophobic people you'll meet are straight guys. Not in a negative homophobic way that has been described these days. No. Just our perception. Let me tell you this. If you want to freak out your guy friend as a guy, buy him chocolate. Watch his reaction. First of all, I'm just gonna look at you and like, so let me get this straight. Because, that's why when you look at it that way, then you will understand that, as a girl, when a guy buys for you things like flowers and chocolates, for example, it's more than just the product. It's the thought that was going on in his mind. The consideration, the care, the compassion, the passion, the love. He may have undressed you several times while buying that chocolate and stuff. Now, imagine the same thoughts running in your head as you are buying a chocolate for your homie. At this point, So that's why if a friend of mine came to me and said, sorry, man. Well, I was just walking around, I just passed through town. I decided to buy something, I grabbed a chocolate for you. I'm like, hey. Yeah. It's not that I don't like chocolate. No, I do eat chocolate. There's just one problem. What was your state of mind when you were buying that crepe I bought for you flowers? There's just one problem, man. I'm not dead yet. And I bought for you a birthday cake. Right. You bought me what? Now, at this point, you're asking yourself one question. How do we wish each other birthdays, for example? I don't know about others, but every time my homie turns, of age, on his birthday, usually I just send them money. He goes, look, I don't have time to just hit my head on a pillow the whole night thinking about what I'm getting my homie. I can have that, when it comes to a girl, oh no, that keeps me awake. What am I getting here? What does she like? Is she gonna like this? And then you will just randomly, start conversation so that I can get a clue or two. Now, imagine going through all that hassle. There's no way again am I losing my sleep at night, rolling around on my bed, thinking about a guy. Yeah, no. You just wake up and then you see, that's one of those Facebook notifications, this person's birthday. You call them, yo, what's up, man? Happy birthday. There's an e-wallet or Easy or Blue or whatever it is that, whatever bank that you use. And like, hey, happy birthday, man. Yes, just have a good one. And we don't have a problem with that. Now, ladies, on the other hand, will go to all ends to do that. They'll just do more than that. They'll just be hanging balloons and throw a party and all that. Oh, girl, you're not telling, you are not getting old. No, guys, we don't do that. We just look at each other and we go like, we're growing old, aren't we? Oh, yeah, definitely. Remember high school? And then we go down memory lane. And then girls would be like, oh no, but you still look hot for your age. Here's the thing. Women, this is the nonsense you people must stop. This whole thing of shining in your 40s, for those of us that are in our 30s, you are confusing the heck out of us. Because, I was coming from work this other day. I was walking through town square, the side of Berlicious, like just in front of the Supreme Court. And there was this, how people tend, celebrate their birthdays these days. They walk around with these balloons that, that spells out the number of the age they just turned. And she was holding 41. I was looking at the number and looking at her and looking at the number and looking at her. I'm like, she's 41? Nah, ain't no way. She looked like she just turned 22. Now, why am I saying, ladies, you must stop this nonsense? At least wait for us to be in our 40s. Then you can just do that, because then we'll be like, yo, what's up? Now, look, for the first time when I saw that, I wanted to be 40. Really wanted to be 40. Except I'm not. Again, this whole nonsense of shining in your 40s, ladies, must come to an end, because you're confusing those of us. I'm a 30s. Because it's, just looking at it and going like, should I fire my shorts? Should I not fire my shorts? Should I, I'll just fire them. But the good thing is, it's the 21st century, buddy. Just fire those shorts. And may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Fire those shorts. If it works out, you're good. If it doesn't, well, things don't work out even when you are world of the, even when you are age mates, things can go south. Even when one of you is younger than the other, well, it can still go south. Just not illegal young, please. Don't say, oh no, there's this guy on Ibla. No, not giving you a green light to be a pervert. Nope. Thank you for listening. Now, almost forgot my theme song because of how exciting this whole, there's a little bit of psychology from psychology today. I got two passages. One that, you know, from psychology today on the subject. This is a major, you know, psychology, publishing guys. Like when it comes to everything psychology, they are my go-to source. Of course, they are American based. They wrote just two passages that best describes, one of the main differences between female friendships and male friendships. And why all this whole fuss about why guys don't do this, why guys don't do that. Again, you have to understand when a guy does things for a girl, there's a lot of thought involved. When I'm buying a chocolate for you, I'm picturing you with our kids on our wedding day. Don't get me twisted. It turns out, well, this happens. I don't care. The bottom line is I pictured you in a lot of clothes and also to some degree, not in a very lot of them, depending on the relationship, of course. Now, here's the thing. So, when it comes to your friend, for example, if you have a female friend, I buy those things for my female friends sometimes, very rare occasions. Like, know what chocolate she likes or what champagne she likes, what flavor and all these things that she likes, then you can just get her that. The bottom line is, well, even when I'm buying it, I know I'm buying it for a female. My state of mind will not be the same if I walked in a shop, just stood in front of the chocolate section. And believe me when I say I'm well familiar with that section. At this point, you may be calling me romantic. No, I'm not. I'm not actually romantic. That's the only thing I can afford. Yeah. Except it's becoming ridiculously expensive. $300! What the heck? The Stingy Men's Association. I'm hosting the conference this year. Now, he was talking about chocolate and, you know, buying chocolate. He knows his way around the chocolate section. Yes, I do. He must be very romantic. No, I'm not. Well, he said no, he's not. Why does he know his way around chocolate? That's the only thing I can afford. I know. I tried buying flowers. Do you know they cost above $500? I had to find out the hard way. I already walked into a florist shop. I looked around and saw one bucket of her favorite flowers. Looked at the price. I looked at the lady. I'm like, is that number supposed to have two zeros? It's just like, those ones are just, just about 480 something. This one, 480. I thought it was 48. That's why I asked, is that number supposed to have a zero at the end? Like, 480. This one's 500. You have this one is 1,000. I'm like, about that. Let me have those ones. And that was the first and the last day I bought flowers. Because just what the heck? My not favorite part is watching them dry in less than a week. This is a scam. So, back to my theme song, and then we're gonna go to my theme song, and then we'll come back to psychology today, wrap up with the, you know, male-female friend, and then we go to, Valentine's month and WhatsApp security and stuff. And then we'll wrap everything up with just what on earth is wrong with rich people. But we'll get there in a few. Look, these days, every time that I pray for a blessing of financial blessings or money, whatever you want to call it, or just any, especially in terms of, you know, career, finance, you know, and everything, I'm more saying, can I not be a billionaire? I know it's odd because, oh no, you're going to understand when we get there. So just stay tuned. Turns out money, a lot of it, screws with your head, at least morally to some degree. Theme song.
Nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wereld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Yeah.
welcome back. So we continue. If you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of one. And let's just wrap up, you know, the comparison between males and female friendship, the difference, so we can move on to something a little more, at least a little more sinister sounding. And then the further we, you know, the deeper we go into the show, the more macabre and sinister it's gonna become. Now, so, according to Psychology Today, female friendship thrives on intimacy and emotional connection. We as females, not me, I'm just reading here, not believe me, but, you know, I'm reminded every morning that I'm male. We as females want to talk about feelings, want to really? Why? No wonder you guys walk around with dumb questions like, do I look fat? 4 hours in the shower, another 2 hours in front of the mirror, and then a bunch of videos that they are taking through the whole process, but they still come to you and, how do I look? So the mirror was not enough. And it more often, look, I love giving compliments, except more often when you guys say, how do I look? It's a trap. If you see something and you point at it, you get killed. If you see something wrong and you point it out, you get killed. And if you see something wrong and you don't point it out, and her friends will point it out, or someone else, total stranger, will point it out, you get killed. At this point, while we are always calculating each and every response we give you guys, that explains a lot. Now, you guys thrive on intimacy. You always want to talk about, you want to talk about, not always, but for the most part, according to the Psychology Today guys, you guys want to talk more about, you know, feelings and stuff, and want to experience physical touch. Handshake is the furthest we're gonna go with my homies. Yo, what's up, man? With that one side shoulder hug. That's it. This whole thing of grabbing each other, like tight, in that tight hug and jumping. We're not doing that. We as females want to talk about feelings. We want to experience physical touch. We want direct and dependent face-to-face contact. We want to feel emotionally connected and supported. Again, no. Face-to-face contact when we are having a conversation, no. We want to be emotionally connected. By the way, that's the description of, at least the summary of the way that, females conduct their friendships with their peers. Now, my gender. Gather around, gentlemen. Friendship between males tend to be more transactional. Not that we exchange money in order to be friends. At least that's what I thought when first did it. Now, men tend to value friendship shared activities. Based on playing baseball and poker, golf, watching football games and stuff like that. Shared interests or something, rather than intimate. Intimate? Why? Rather than intimate face-to-face relationship that women have. No. Here's the thing. I'm not comfortable sharing a room with a guy, let alone a bed. And, one thing I learned about women or girls in this case, because this was back in high school. Women don't have a problem stripping up and changing clothes just in front of each other. Yeah. Nope. Not all of them, of course, because this is what's fueling the debate on this subject online. Because there's one that asked a question of men can't even sort of sleep on the same bed, and they were like, just why the f would we do that? And some ladies all came in the comment section and went like, yeah, look, I know we're friends, but yeah, we can sleep in the same bed, but you know, the whole cuddling gesture thing, some are saying they are okay with it, and some are saying, yeah, I'm a girl, but I'm not that girly. Yeah, maybe we are going to share a bed, but we are never cuddling. Now, when it comes to my gender, I don't know what circumstances will make us share a bed. In high school, maybe. But you just reach that age and it's the way you start, where it starts becoming very, very, very uncomfortable. To the point where you're like, I can't stand this. It becomes cringy. Unless you are really put into a corner. That's when you're like, you know what, you can have your blanket, I'll have mine. And just see one leg cross this line. Yeah. Women, friendship is centered more on, I mean, this explains why the women are emotional, or so they are described. I still don't understand what that means though. Women are emotional creatures. Oh, like they want to be complimented, but also, there's just one major advantage when it comes to men's friendship. We tell each other the truth more than you guys tell each other the truth. Ladies, oh no, you guys can lie to each other. Well, guys, you just show up with a terrible haircut. Oh, we're going to tell you. You look horrible. For ladies. Oh my God. Who did that to you? I mean, it's not that bad. It's hideous. Now, the thing is, when it comes to sort of like telling each other the truth about, especially when it comes to looks, we can handle the pain of being told, yeah, dude, you're fat. You're going to have to go to the gym. We can handle that more than ladies. So, another girl tells the friend that she has put on 1 or 2 kg, that friendship is over. You think so? Oh my God, I'm now gonna have to stop eating this and this and this. Oh no. You are going to the gym. Eating, we're gonna eat. I'm not fasting because of, are you? Oh, we're friends for a reason, buddy. We're just gonna, you know, chop that food. So, thereby lying at each other. Oh, ladies, you guys take the cake. You guys can take the cake. Oh my God, you look gorgeous. That makeup looks like Fiona in the Shrek movie. But ladies, you would go, you look gorgeous. Oh, really? I don't know about gorgeous, but sure, let's go with that, so that peace can reign. So, now, there's actually a lot in this, you know, there's actually a lot going on in this whole debate about male and female friendship, but ladies, here's just one advice I will give you, and this is why, that's why I started with it. If you are going to ask that question, don't ask it on the foundation of, I know you're a girl, that's what you are going to base it on. But don't base it on the foundation of female friendship to try to understand male friendship. No. Like you guys don't even know each other's birthdays. You guys don't even know each other's favorite colors. Why the heck would I even have his... No! I'm not walking up to a guy and go like, hey, what's up, man? What's your favorite color? If he's a chummy, he's gonna look at me and go like, oh boy, It's either you're my type, you're not my type. You know, that's how it's going to go. If he's straight, he's going to be like, my favorite color, what's wrong with you? What's your favorite chocolate flavor? Ha! Yeah! My response would be like, if a guy came to me and were like, I'm Jonas. What's your name? I'm Helmut. So Helmut, what's your favorite chocolate flavor? I'm straight. What's your favorite chocolate flavor? At this point now you're asking, how does he know so much about chocolate flavors? Yeah. No, Elia, when I say that I practice to be romantic and manage to convince a few people that I'm romantic, but actually I'm just concealing the fact that I'm broke. See, genius, works all the time. Somewhere out there is a guy who is taking notes. That's why I like the wisdom of my show. Like, yeah, just hide everything. Guys, the whole idea of romance was invented to save money. 1700s, the French. A bunch of broke guys figured out, although the idea was quickly adopted by a bunch of, you know, basically rich guys who just now started to use it as an excuse to not work. Now, a bunch of guys without all the financial means figured out, how can we get up the high status women with our negative account balances? Then they figured out that the genius way of doing that is to appealing to the feelings. That's where the whole things like, it's just the thought that counts. Oh, that's where it comes from. And now you start going. Now, you'll meet someone who is loaded. That means, ever since that foundation was laid by the French, laid and the French in the same language can mean any number of things at this point, knowing the French. Now, after that foundation of romantic idea, you know, they call themselves the romantic movement. So after they invented that idea, it has been monetized as in everything else that have, capitalized basically in terms of using it as an avenue of making money, you know, as a venue of making money. So it makes a lot of money. Now, here's the thing. Now you can surprise your loved one in a lot of ways. You can buy them a car if you are loaded. But if you are not, you can buy them chocolate. You can buy them a flower. Because what are they looking at? It's the thought that counts. And the sugar that's in the chocolate, that's for sure. It's the thought that counts. Oh my God, the consideration and thought he must have put in all this. The romantic movement, guys, we have got, those of us that are broke, we have the French to thank for this. Because if it wasn't for that movement, a lot of us would die virgins. Because, you know, it would be very difficult for us. How many of us would be able to, are able to surprise our loved one with a car? Let's say if she says she wants a car, can you get it? She says she wants a house, can you get it? She wants to go to the holidays in, you know, the Maldives. Can you afford it? No. So, that's where the romantic guys now comes in. You can just write a letter. Don't use WhatsApp. Don't use WhatsApp for the reasons I'm going to explain on that. Now we are crossing over from that to the communication aspect of February, because things are about to get steamy as we get closer to 14 February. Let's talk about the communication. Since a large chunk of the Western world and countries under Western influence communicate a lot via WhatsApp, let's talk a little bit about WhatsApp. In a social communication setting, not professional because this is not home run. Social setting, communication, WhatsApp, and it's February. It's going to be fun. Stay tuned. Mind the Gap with Helm on Eagle FM.
There's something about the way you smile. My whole world stands still for a while. I think my future has begun. Cause darling, I think I found a one. Oh, maybe there's no maybe. I know that you're the one for me. And would you be my lady? Cause you're the only. Get tired of your voice when you call my name. So mama, I made the perfect choice. To find you, but now my search is over. I'll do anything for you, my lover. I'll be the one to hold you. I'll be your man, your soldier. I'll be everything you need and even more.
In Love by Chela. Is it Chela? I can't read that name. I use a lot of social media, and in social media they use, people make a lot of videos with a lot of songs in the background, and sometimes you just scroll around, and then you come across this video that has a very nice song in the background. And when it comes to hunting for songs, I'm an expert at that. Because 90% of my playlist, even in my phone, music that a lot of people have never heard of, because, well, a lot of people are not nerds, or geeks. Now, my first wife, or a second wife, before they come here and murder me, one thing that she says, she likes to say about my music is, where do you even get these songs? No, easy. Watch a lot of movies. I listen to them and then steal their music, come up with compile my own playlist, unique to only lovers of that movie genre. Most of which is based on history. My favorite being Rain. Rain as in Ruli, not rain as in weather. So, let's talk about what's going on. It's like I said, it's February. It's Valentine's month. So communication is, things are becoming a little, things are going to become more romantic with time as we get to Valentine's Day. But if it goes south, don't worry. It's life. It happens. And now, all you just have to do is sit, relax, and you let me do explaining the why I'm bringing up this whole communication subject. A lot of us use WhatsApp to communicate. And in the world of WhatsApp, one of the reasons, especially, for my gender, one of the reasons why we so love WhatsApp is because WhatsApp has this feature that is just adds a whole different genre to WhatsApp. It's called the ones. And also, while we're on this subject of V1s, ladies, just hear me out. My homies and I were laughing about, about this, like, we're laughing about this about, about 2-3 days ago. Ladies, I don't think V1s was meant for more clothes. If you are fully dressed, just send the picture. Why then would you send it to a view once? Like, do you have any idea? Now think about this. I'm in a taxi and I get a view once. Ish! In my head goes straight to the sewer, depending on the person who sent it. Which is why, sometimes it's disturbing to get a view once from a total stranger. Like, okay. Especially someone you respect, you get a view once. Like, okay. Should I be getting a view once from this person? But look, it's more often, something that you just want someone to see, someone to see once. And you don't trust them because, they start sharing. And sometimes you trust them, but... there are people that are lazy to delete stuff like yours truly here. And then, that information can end up, in all the wrong places. So sending it via V1s is actually, that's the whole idea V1s was invented. That's the whole idea behind reasons why V1s was invented. To send something that you don't want to send to be permanently, in the hands of the person you're sending it to. Because, well, it's either you don't trust them or it's just not secure. I was just one of those things of, I trust you, but I don't want this ending up in all kinds of wrong hands. Because I don't know who has access to your phone. Something. That's the reason behind V1s. That's the main reason V1s was invented. At least officially, because I know it was invented by my gender. And we always have an ulterior motive. Always. We always. And more often, that ulterior motive has a dirty mind. Again, we are not broken. We are just wired to respond that way. Like I always like to say, if I saw an attractive woman and I didn't look, I would be worried. The fact that I'm twisting my neck 360 degrees is telling me, yep, still straight. Still straight. I have a few female friends. And the first time I was asked that question was back in 2016, I think. I had this female friend who, started seeing a guy, then she was a I met this guy and he's amazing and, I think I'm going to give him a chance. Then she shows me a picture. Is he cute? I'm like, Is he cute? Huh? Well, I don't know. Just get out of here. When my homie shows me a picture of a girl he met and is asking, so what do you think? Oof. I'm looking at the face, mostly cleavage, and go, oh boy, don't miss that one. The features I'm looking for were before, you know, before I use the word cute in a sentence, I'm not on a guy. See, ladies, learn the language. Now she almost punched me in the face. At I also got that question sometimes too. 2-3 weeks ago. Now, so, bottom line here, ladies, is before a straight guy uses the word cute in a sentence, there are certain features that he's looking at. If he's straight, he's definitely looking at cleavage. Okay. Look, the first thing, you know, this is a meme I stole from social media. When a guy first sees an attractive woman, we really are looking at your heart. The fact that the twins are in the way is not our fault. We are genuinely looking at your heart. Yeah, right. Now, communication aspect of WhatsApp, the social communication aspect of WhatsApp, now that we are in February and Valentine's Day is it's around the corner. So, you'd be, it is my painful duty to inform you that, a lawsuit was filed against WhatsApp by a lot of, people that are complaining about WhatsApp security features of called the end-to-end encryption, something that was actually put in place as electronic security measure, after the 2013 Edward Snowden files, the American whistleblower who is now in Russia. After that, platforms, especially in the world of social media, started using this end-to-end encryption. And what it basically means is that, the owners of the platform cannot read your messages. In other words, the only people that will read your messages, is you, the sender, and the recipient. There is no middleman here that is actually watching, all these messages. Well, it turns out, as we learned from Mkwanazi, that that's not the case. There are people with special access that can have access to your messages. Actually, with technology, it's very easy to spy on someone. It's scary easy. You have to understand that, when was that? Somewhere between 2010 or 2011 then. I'm not sure, when was FlexiSpy made? FlexiSpy is a spy software that was made. I'm not sure what it was made for, but couples used it a lot. What you do is download it and then, just install it on your partner's phone, and then you start receiving, basically you install it on their phone and it runs on the background. So it's not going to be in the, in the drawer of apps. It's just running in the background, sending you all the receipts and stuff. I can only imagine how many people are running to the internet. Relax. The thing is, what's scary is that, today we have something even more scarier, because in the world of cybersecurity, there's something called zero click exploit, where you can just easily install something on someone's phone, just like that, from a distance. But as you can imagine, you'll have to pay a lot of money to have access to tools like that. And I think most of them are most likely to be going to be illegal. If you want to be scared of the internet, you may want to look up a company like Palantir. Like, what Palantir does scares the Moses out of me. Like, the electronic tools they produce. But most of them are insanely expensive, which is why they are sold only to governments. But these tools are scary. These tools will make you look at the internet in a whole different way. That means your electronics are not, your phone should not be your diary. go old school. I'm begging you, buy a hard copy, write, because if it is leaked, it's only your, you know, maybe it's your partner that's going to steal and read it. But if it's on the internet and it finds yourself, you know, if you find it on Facebook, your partner is going to read it and a billion others. Now, what is this lawsuit about? Well, the lawsuit is that there are a lot of users that are that have filed a lawsuit against WhatsApp, against Meta, because Meta is the parent company. WhatsApp is the subsidiary they basically bought. Now, the lawsuit cites courageous whistleblower but provides no technical evidence. So now that's just something that I want to put out there. This is a lawsuit. That means it's an ongoing case. WhatsApp's parent company Meta calls the claim absurd and warns that it plans to counter sue. The problem here is that Facebook, aka Meta, is known to have some of the worst security features on social media platforms, which is why this is not actually helping their case. Now, the lawsuit claims that WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption is call it a fake, and it's demanding damages, but the app's parent company Meta calls the claims false and absurd. Now, the lawsuit was filed in San Francisco, USA, District Court on Friday. This is the Friday of the 14th, I believe. This is the Friday of the 13th. Today is the 1st. Hang on a second. Yeah, this is the Friday of the 16th, yeah. This is the Friday of the 16th, because the article was written on the 27th. That is this week. This is the Friday of the 23rd. So last week. Now, the lawsuit was filed in San Francisco District Court on Friday, and it comes from a group of users based in countries like Australia, Mexico, South Africa. And South Africa, according to Bloomberg. Now, as evidence, the lawsuit cites unnamed courageous whistleblower who allege that WhatsApp and Meta employees can request to view users' messages through simple process, thus bypassing the app's end-to-end encryption. The sender to recipient explanation I made earlier. A worker only sends, then they go on to describe a bunch of things, but, the last part, my favorite part. Now, this is a 51-page complaint document, that claims that WhatsApp's messages appear, WhatsApp or Meta employees can have access to this information. All they just have to do is put in a request, then get your ID, and then they can have access to this information. Moreover, access is unlimited in temporary scope, with Meta workers able to access messages from the time users first activated their accounts, including those messages users believe they have deleted. What was in the now? What did we hear from from the early days of the state of inquiries, the Mkhandla Commission in South Africa? General Mkhwanazi was telling in his testimony the Commission of Inquiries that I don't know who told people that is it view once or deleted things cannot be retrieved, because it can. Now, he's talking from a high-ranking police officer. And in every country, police officers are more like, the security cluster is, they're given tools to basically gain access to electronic devices, which is why they don't ask for your password if you commit a crime, because they can get to that information. They have police tools that they use to gain access to that information. Was that last year or 2023, 2024? There's this very famous celebrity, movie star. I think she's also famous on Instagram. She's South African. Her phone was stolen, and she started losing money from her bank account. It was an iPhone. So you know, you, no one is safe, in a nutshell. Her phone was stolen. Then she started losing money from her bank account. So she just ran to the bank and to sort of like try to sort things out. Now, what happened? And then it was found out that, the tools that the South African police use to gain access to phones of criminals, those tools are now in the hands of criminals. Oh boy. And South Africa is our neighbor. So, I know that has nothing to do with WhatsApp. I'm just trying to point out the fact that, when you are going to send new ones, I'm not saying if, because I know, there are people that are crazy on this planet. They'll be like, who cares? Now, when you are going to send new ones, just know that there are claims that are being filed with regards to WhatsApp security. Oh, and the internet never forgets. My biggest fear is finding myself in a high-profile office one day, and someone hands me a file of, these are your secrets from the time when you were in high school. Except you are not getting those ones, because when I was in high school, for one, thank heavens my phone was a cartouche, that's one. Two, my school did not allow cell phones. Three, social media was not as prevalent as it is today. So, oh no, those memories are just in my head, and those terrible, terrible people I call my friends. Oh boy. So, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, just around the corner, and, you know, love time, man, yeah. Be very, 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 very careful. One, the internet never forgets. That's one. Two, you don't want to go viral. If you want to go viral, at least do it with your clothes on. Because if you don't have your clothes on, that's going to suck. It happens, but, well, at least, you know, take precautions. You know, take precautions. And when it comes to the internet, precautions is a very fluid concept. So, let's take another musical break, and then we'll come on the other side and continue. And on the other side, we're going to talk about, the new files coming out of the Jeffrey Epstein guys. I'm not going to talk about the technicalities part of it. We're just going to talk a little about Elon Musk. Turns out bro was begging Jeffrey Epstein, oh, please invite me to a party. I wanna be influential like Jeffrey Epstein. Imagine a billionaire begging you to attend, to attend his party. You? Imagine a billionaire begging you to attend your party. And we know how those parties went. They were flooded. The new files. This is, what's this? About 1.5 million pages? That were released, was that last week? Oh, wait, this week. Look. If you thought DD files were bad, this is borderline diabolical. This is insane. And Prince Andrew keeps popping up. And this time Prince Andrew came up in the pictures are just, boy. Oh. That's why you should really, 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 really. Look, here's the thing. You should really give people a benefit of the doubt. Because when Prince Harry married Meghan, the royal family in Europe, especially royal families, at least a bunch of royal families in Europe went nuts. Because, Prince Harry was basically the first one to marry a black woman. And in royalty, basically in rich people's lives, marriage is a form of cementing relationships. And that's not new. That's not just unique to the British royal family. No. That's how royal families operate. They use marriage to cement political, financial, economic, whatever relationships they have with other different families of similar influence. This is how royal families have been operating since ancient Egypt, as far as time can tell. So this is not something that's unique to the British royal family. It's something that is unique to people with money. They don't want their kids interacting with kids that don't have, that are from families that don't have the same amount of money and influence they have. Again, it's a behavior as old as time. Why do you think, why do you think the eunuchs? That's ancient Ethiopia. They had eunuchs. Eunuchs, these are the men that dedicated their whole lives to serving royalty, to serving, working for the royal family. You know what they did to them, men? They castrated them, as it was part of the initiation process. They told them it was noble. You are just, you know, you don't want your sexual ages to be distracting you from serving the royal family. No, no. That was the propaganda part. The reality is they did not want them knuddling with the female royal people because they would have produced kids. And then guess what happens? Now a total stranger is part of their family. Yeah, I know. So when Prince Harry married Meghan, a bunch of people, at least in that part of the world, thought that is the worst thing to ever happen in the history of the British royal family. No, it's not. Prince Andrew was just chilling there like, whew, thank God these things are hidden. Oh, well, it came out. It came out. And Prince Andrew is not a prince anymore, I'm told, because he was stripped of his title because of, that. Again, the internet never forgets. Don't forget that. I love the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your reggae, spoil my blues and rhythm now. No.
Feelings and nothing can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parted the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, unstained. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that. Big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors, and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night.
I love the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your reggae, spoil my blues and rhythm now. No, I love the way I'm chilling now. I got small thing where they stress me, but right now, I'm chilling now. Don't disturb my DJ.
I love the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your reggae, spoil my blues and rhythm now. No, no, I love the way I'm feeling now. I'm only guess one thing where they stress me, but right now, I'm chilling now.
All I wanna do is jive. 220 on the highway, I'm about the energy. Maybe if it's good, send it my way. If it's bad, keep it private. All these haters so vexed in the best of life. You don't want to test the guy. You be sleeping on yourselves, obsessive fly. Throw myself a party, then act surprised. Be the hottest in the room when the guests arrive, yeah. Ain't nobody realer. Touchdown, got a couple G's for the dealer. Gang signs out the window, my killer. Life getting sweeter, no use what I dilute my right being. So we toast to the good life. Every minute to the full, cause we could die. Pull up open doors and it's suicide. 16 back, whoop, and they all by the poolside.
Yes, my shoe. I love the way I'm feeling now. No come use your reggae, spoil my blues. Now we go straight to what's going on in the world of Epstein files. Oh boy, I mean, that's a whole page for that, but we don't have time. Oh yeah, a point of, you know that 1.5 million pages I said? Oh no, 3 million pages. According to the BBC. Now, millions of new files relating to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein have been released by the U.S. Department of Justice, and the largest number of documents shared by the government since the law mandated their release last year. 3 million pages, 180,000 images, and 2,000 videos. Wow! What were these guys up to? And he all thought Diddy was bad. This is Diddy times a million. You know what's my favorite part? I like the 21st century. Because back then, they would just say, back then, they would have said, oh, okay, look at what Diddy is doing. I mean, black people are just uncivilized and savage. Look at all this. Now, on this list, is full of white people. Translation, guys, money will change you. The more of it you have, the more the things that you desire in life changes a lot. You start craving for things that are just on the border between illegal, immoral, and insanity. $180,000. And you have to understand, this is not all of it. 3 million pages. We are talking emails. Most of them are coming from yours truly, Elon Musk! When I go through this, I can't help but think, what happens to people when they become filthy rich? It's like you run out of activities to do. I mean, you have enough money, you have visited all the places, I mean, you can travel to any place on this planet. You can sleep with pretty much anyone of age, and you decide to go for an underage, and you drag them. And what's actually said about these new files is that some of the victims in the files that came out have been found. But those, how do I put this? Their remains were found. Yeah. You know, DJ Vuyo was not wrong when he said this world. This world is not my home. Ever heard that song? Yeah, well, could be true. Because, back to the files. The files include details of Jeffrey Epstein's time in prison, including psychological report and his death while incarcerated. Apparently, he committed quote unquote suicide. Because I'm saying quote unquote suicide because with the investigative records of Ghislaine Maxwell, partner/girlfriend, but no one knows actually the relationship between those two. Epstein's associate who was convicted of helping him traffic underaged girls. Like I said earlier, you have the money to sleep with anyone of the right age. Why a 14-year-old? Dragged. DJ, you were saying? The way we live is so dangerous. Yep, dangerous. Very dangerous. They also include emails between Jeffrey Epstein and high profile figures. Now, which high profile figures you say? Many of the emails and documents go back more than a decade. In other words, they go back more than 10 years, showcasing Epstein's relationships amid his legal trouble. He was convicted in 2008 in Florida for soliciting sex from a 14-year-old girl. How do you even have that conversation with a 14-year-old? I don't know how to have that conversation with a 20-year-old. 14. 19, 20, well, that's the legal age. Go nuts. 14? If I'm going to have an intimate partner, the reason why they are not going to come over, I don't want my intimate partner, to tell me, I can't come over because I have homework. If someone is telling you they are telling you they can't come over because they have a homework. Yeah, there is a place called jail. That's where you belong. 14-year-old coming to a controversial plea agreement because we had friends in high places. Now, some of the figures. Mentioned in the files are as follow. Donald Trump, not new. Former Prince Andrew, again, not new. Now, when Prince Andrew and Donald Trump were going viral about, being mentioned in these files, guess who said, you know what? I have never been mentioned in the files of Jeffrey Epstein. That's Elon Musk. Well, careful what you pray for. You know how the Fisherot guys in the Fisherot documentary were saying, lower your voice, because we don't want to, if it goes out there, we're going to be on the front page. And then they ended up on the front page. Well, that's pretty much Elon Musk right now. Because he was saying, I've never been, during their beef with Donald Trump after the whole, Dodge relationship, you know, basically fell apart. It's going, you know what? I've never even been mentioned in the, actually you're saying that, is it Jeffrey Epstein invited him to his island, but he refused? Yes. Hang on a second. Make sure I have that one because my phone is loaded. Shame on Sky News. That was Elon Musk. Shame on Sky News for this utterly misleading headline. Anyone pushing this false narrative deserves complete contempt. That's when it was alleged that he was also in the on the Jeffrey Epstein Island. Epstein. Then he goes. This was on Twitter. Talk about shooting yourself on the foot. In the foot. Epstein tried to get me to go to his island, and I refused. Yet they named me even before Prince Andrew, who did visit. What? Careful of what you pray for. And the files were like, right. Where's Elon Musk's section? You have Donald Trump, you have Bill Gates, you have Prince Andrew, and a guy only known as the Duke. And, you know, an unknown Russian woman, Elon Musk, hear you. Elon Musk asked Epstein when wildest party on his island will be. Oh, I'm going to take 2-3 minutes in my DJ time to walk you through this. Boy, is it awesome. Bottom line, careful of how much money you pray for, it turns out. It turns out a lot of it will make you have appetites that are just flat out 14-year-old. I'm not even 40. I don't even want to imagine being with a, what? Jeez. Something is wrong with these guys. Like, seriously disturbing. These are the guys that are influencing policies. Yo, we are cooked. You know, it gets worse. According to the BBC's report on the whole, you know, the 3 million file with 3 million pages file. The documents also include email correspondence between Epstein and tech billionaire Elon Musk. And Musk, who has not been accused of any wrongdoing in this case, has previously said that Epstein had invited him to his island, but he had declined. Yes, he invited me, and I refused. And the files were like, here's your email on how you were saying, please, I need to go and unwind. You know, I have had a crazy week. Unwind, get drunk. Nope. How do you unwind when you are poor? Ombike, just one, you know, 2-3 shots, you'll unwind. It turns out, when you have all the money in the world, alcohol is not enough. Kidnapping kids and taking them to an island for sexual exploitation is called unwinding. What planet do we live on? Well, it turns out that's where we find ourselves now. Lord have mercy on our souls. Like, really? It's my DJ time, but let's just dive right in. The new email shows Musk had discussed traveling there on more than one occasion, including a proposed 2012 trip. I was in high school, by the way, in which he asked Epstein, what day/night will be the wildest party on your island? The emails from November 2012 shows Epstein asked how many people Musk would need transporting on a helicopter to the island, and Musk replies that he would only be himself and his then wife. Well, good thing is they were all into it. And now, Tetula Riley. An email from Musk to Epstein on Christmas Day 2012 includes Musk inquiring from the financier, aka Epstein, had many parties planned. If he had any party planned, any parties planned, because he needed to let loose the unwinding part I was talking about. Let me just drop my kids here and then I'll just, just come there and let loose because I've had a crazy week. Okay. And now, listen, I've been working, and this is in quotation. This is allegedly from Elon Musk to, from Elon Musk to Jeffrey Epstein. You know, a guy who was a science teacher who became a billionaire, and now, he died in prison after he was convicted, after he was prosecuted and convicted and sentenced for sexual exploitation of kids. That's your friend? That's the guy whose parties you enjoy. Okay. I mean, I thought I was a bad person, I swear. It turns out, compared to these guys, you and I are just a couple of angels. Don't beat yourself up. Believe me, you haven't done anything wrong. Really? Jeez. Now, alleged SMS, email. Oh, the files are all over social media. Don't worry. Elon Musk is alleged to have sent a message saying, and I quote, and BBC quotes also, "I have been working to the edge of sanity this year, and so once my kids head home after Christmas, I really want to hit the party scene in St. Bart's or anywhere or elsewhere." And let loose. Yeah. Guys, if this is what rich people do for fun, I don't want to be rich. Yeah. I'm okay with being broke.
The way we live is so dangerous. Banamu mamuri kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banamu mamuri kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banamu mamuri kete. The way we live is so dangerous. Banamu mamuri kete.
And welcome back. 24 minutes left to the hour of one. If you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of one. So from the last 30 minutes, I just like to play DJ. It's just I needed that break because boy, oh boy. Oh, rich people. Ooh, rich people. Rich people. And now it's just me playing DJ time. And at first, we're gonna have something slow. Yeah. Ah, fine.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hot, though. I know you crossed a bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. Need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I'll miss you more than life. If you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life. If I can't be close to you, memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
That's a cover of Ghost by Justin Bieber. Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Today is the only guarantee. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not a guarantee, and today is. So that means celebrate today. Tomorrow may never come. Yesterday is gone. So just today.
One spot, now she found her own replacement. I swear now I can't take it, knowing somebody's got my baby. And now you ain't around, baby, I can't think. I should've put it down, should've got that ring. Cause I can still feel it in the air. See a pretty face, run my fingers through her hair. My love, my life, my shorty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. Cause I knew that it just ain't right. I was thinking about her.
You sleep and you dream that you are marrying your best person, and then you wake up single. You dream that you are attending the best party. You sleep and dream that you are driving the fanciest car. Wake up, not even a bicycle. You sleep and dream that you are peeing. Ash! Wake up wet. Now what? Like, that part of life will still remain a mystery to me. If I'm going to wake up in an Atlantic Ocean after dreaming of a very well privately very, very clean bathroom that I was using. Turns out, if you see a toilet in your dream, it's a trap. Like, everyone that have been, okay, we're all kids, so we've all seen quite a few toilets, in our dreams, and we know how it ended. Yeah. Eagle FM, huye more.
Oh, Bobo.
Yeah. Good morning.
Ugande.
Fine, are you?
Good food.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was listening to you from the time when you took over.
Yeah.
From Mondangu.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's happened. I just slept off.
Wait, you slept?
I just slept.
Okay. Well.
And I missed it. I didn't want to do that.
Well, you can find the show on the podcast, on our website. It's not a problem.
No problem, no problem. You can interact for 2-3 minutes.
All right.
You know, it was something that made me think of.
Uh-huh.
Something is that when you say, yes, yesterday is gone, tomorrow is here. I mean, today is here, tomorrow might not come.
Yeah.
Was that a song that you were playing?
No, it's just a quote that I read somewhere, but that was just me paraphrasing it, yesterday is gone. Yeah. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Today is the only time that you are sure. Today is under your control.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is not guaranteed and yesterday is gone. So just, it's more of a motivation to sort of like learn to embrace life as it goes instead of just, hyper focused on, okay, that's the goal. I'm only going to be happy when I get to that goal.
But we have been indoctrinated much on that.
The indoctrination is true.
So it made me laugh.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing actually that the reason why people sometimes they say, yeah, you just chop and chop and chop and finish. When you chop and finish, tomorrow you're not going to get anything again. Because you don't finish everything for today now. Tomorrow, it might not come. It's true. I like that thing. There's even a song, actually.
Yeah.
Yesterday is gone. I forgot that color.
Yeah.
Yesterday gone is gone. Today something. Tomorrow might not come. And I say, but now, so in terms of planning and thinking of our lives now, and also in line with some of those sustainable goals or whatever. I mean, is it
like
development goal?
Yeah, like
what
like,
is the other one now? What is the what we
like motivation?
Sustainable development goal. What noise? It was Millennium Development Goal. Now is Sustainable Development. Mm. Sustainable Development Goal.
We have like with the UN. Yeah, we have SDGs. Yeah, Sustainable Development Goals.
Now, the part of tomorrow is more important in terms of developmentary program.
Yeah.
Developmentary programming. Because they are saying, if you chop everything today, then the generation of tomorrow that is coming tomorrow, they might not have anything to chop. So now, in our efforts to sustain life, so that part of tomorrow has to be considered much. Because otherwise, you guys, you are not even going to have some of the food and anything that you are putting on the table now. We could have consumed finished.
That's a dilemma that can only, you know, that somewhat brings to mind Machiavelli's leadership on advice when he says, what is the best way that a leader, you know, what's the best character that a leader must follow? You know, must he just, you know, should a leader rely on being loved to be a good leader, or should he rely on being feared? So, in The Prince, what Machiavelli is asking is that, is it good for a leader to be loved by his people or to be feared by his people? Now, one thing he explains is that, since it's almost, if not borderline, impossible to both be feared and loved, if a leader has to choose, he must choose being feared rather than being loved, because if you are, you know, if you just rely on love, then you know, people can easily just say, you know, tremble over you. But then that doesn't mean that you have to be feared to the point. That doesn't mean you have to go full dictatorship mode. No. So it's sort of like trying to find a balance of living in the moment and enjoying what you have at that time, in that moment, and also at the same time, planning for tomorrow. You can't just eat or drink all your salary in one weekend because, well, Monday is not guaranteed. You're going to get fired.
I love the way you say you need to strike a balance.
Yeah.
And it's true. And many a times, you know, that scenario that you just drew your statement.
Yeah.
So to be feared, to be loved, you know, that question, you know, in the interview.
Yeah.
And I came to learn these things very late, actually.
Yeah.
So then they ask you, what are your weaknesses and things like that? When you hear that weakness come in your interview,
mm-hmm.
many times, many people stumble. And then because you are like, they are saying, I'm so weak. And then the weakness actually came, does come in the, where you just mentioned that, yes, when you are so much love, people start trampling on you and things like that. They take advantage and you know that kind of issue, which is very problematic because many a times people fail that kind of question. They say, I'm not weak.
Yeah.
They think maybe you are weak in the sense that, yes, you cannot hold the position and things like that. And again, if you now allow people to start trampling on you just to do anything, then the company might lose money and the people might take advantage and they might not even come to work. They just go and finish the salary today and tomorrow you will be fired, like you said. So I think I missed a very important thing. I will try to go to the podcast or whatever and think that tomorrow I will not sleep again in the class. Otherwise, the lecturer and teacher would chase me out. Hey, go in. You are sleeping. Go out. So, thank you very much, Elmut.
All right.
Go.
Yeah. It's about finding the right balance. When you look at things, basically everything in life is about, it's an equilibrium that you have to find. It's sort of like trying to balance it. You know, life is itself basically is like trying to find to balance a seesaw. Alone, it's gets tricky, but well, and we only have one of it. It's not like you are, you know, it's not like you are given a first trial, you know, to learn about life and then come back. So you know, after you have learned everything about life and then now live and avoid making all kinds of mistakes. No, you just have one trial. You have to do basically life is a simultaneous equation, and those were like my equations that sort of like got on my nerves in the beginning until I mastered, you know, basically the different ways of solving them. Simultaneous equations, there are these mathematics equations that come, usually you'll have equations and expressions. They are not expressions, they are equations. So, these are equations that come in pairs and you have to solve them all at the same time. But there's all at the same time is basically not true because you are solving them in one go. But you are solving them one at a time. But the equations comes in pairs. That's life. You have to live and learn all at the same time. So that's why, you know, losing a lot of sleep, more like beating yourself up on mistakes is just, it's a little bit unfair because you are now like, No one has life figured out. Not even your priest has life figured out. That's how confusing it can get. And sometimes we just, we plan things, we make decisions, and those decisions backfire in our faces. We plan things, and the plans don't get along. That's why in the world of geopolitics, I like how they, every time they talk about the plans that were made with regards to achieving a certain goal, for example, when they are now sort of like reevaluating to see, looking at the progress that they've made so far, they are not looking at the success and failure of that goal. They are looking at the success and challenges. And that's one of those languages that I find very fascinating in the world of geopolitics. They are looking at a success. Where did we succeed here and here and here? They are not going to say, where did we fail? And if they are going to use the word fail, they will look at failure and not as in the end of the world. No, they are looking at failure as a challenge. Okay, these are the challenges we had. So how are we going to re-strategize, calibrate, and basically redraw the board and make sure that what pitfalls did we fall into, and how can we make sure that we don't make the same mistakes again, and again. That's just I think that's how we should also look at life. That's how we should also look at life. You are going to make mistakes, whether you like it or not. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. Unfortunately, that's life. You are going to make mistakes. Whether you beat yourself up on those mistakes or not, you are going to make them. How you are going to navigate dealing with those, with the consequences of those mistakes, because, the consequences in life are brutal. Whether you like it or not, they are going to come. Mistakes, whether you like it or not, you are going to make them. So surrounding yourself with the right people, because it's, there are times where you are going to need friends. I don't care how strong you are. You are going to need friends. That's life. We are social beings. Sometimes it hurts like hell, but you just have to, soldier through. And then, learn from your mistakes, really calibrate your whole life, and move on. Like I said, simultaneous equation. That's life. Simultaneous equation. You learn and leave all at once. You don't have a first trial to learn and then come back to leave so you can avoid making mistakes. Man, life is brutal. But it's also, awesome if you just look at it from the positive side.
This is a Jerry
Fingers production.
Don't take advice from artists. Like I always say, don't just listen to the music, dance. Don't take advice from the artist. Better niri singu, yeah, nope. I don't care if I will have to go through 500 heartbreaks. I'm still dating.
shiva vinte tikubepe kakudia venga ndondolo ila kabete wenso valikose vachirende kuna komo mwana wabe na kasembe na pande tini na kumwana pente pananti valiva sangusha matete kelo nge boss guy ni wete wako ste unipila fionse love ya you wish not anymore ulimu love lenso ni mo ya msingo already know ya panapa wate kakalino love kwa jisangushe changalino chompe pera fecha mbalimo waisuna miu mailo ni sawa ati itaka niko uninanu ati njinapo ish uninuno fini kutu kozo yungu kambo wa papa feba kutu na kutu wa shimba mala na mu uninanu ati njinapo ish uninuno fini kutu kozo yungu kambo wa papa feba kutu na kutu
Welcome back, just a minute to the hour of one. If you just tuned in, you were, still are actually, listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's a Sunday, it's the 1st of February 2026, so 13 days to go, actually 12 now, because this one is just half a day now. Yeah, it's actually just 12, so... A few things to put in mind. Male and female friendship, totally different. Women, if you want to know how male friendship works for some reason, don't look at it from a female's perspective. I know you're female, but don't look at it from a female's perspective. Like, why can guys just wish each other happy birthdays all the time? Why can they hug all the time? Why can they buy for each other chocolate and... No! Why the heck would I buy a chocolate for a dude? He's my friend. I like him. He knows that. I love him. Yeah. He knows that. But believe me, he's not lonely. Even if he's lonely, like a beer, that's for sure. I'll buy him that. He knows. But a birthday cake? Chocolate? Flowers, that's a girl thing. Now, the question that everyone has been asking is, what's the equivalent of, of flowers for a guy? Easy. Few ones. Oh, did I mention that they are being sued because it's, not safe? Did I mention Kwanasi also pointed out that it's, not safe? Now that we have that out of the way, have a good, final end of the weekend. Guys, just a quick advice. You have a boss and a landlord. Unless you have your own business, you have a boss. Unless you have your home or your own house, you have a landlord. Unless you are single, you have a girlfriend or a wife. So you have three authorities that will hold you accountable depending on how you are going to screw up. But if you screw up financially, you won't be able to go to work. Your boss is not going to like it. If you screw up financially, you won't be able to pay your rent. Your landlord is not going to like it. And your wife is not going to like it. Or girlfriend, if you guys are living together. Not going to like it. So, enjoy.